This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner of a wonderful firm called Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hello, Steve. Thank you for having me again today. And as always, hope the audience gets some great information from what I can provide here today.
Okay. They always do. And for the listeners, you're going to want to write this down. Just a couple of contact pieces here. So if you want to look online, he has an excellent website. It's loaded with tons of information. That's at homedownsizing.com, homedownsizing.com, or you want to just pick up the phone and make a call, toll free, 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. And Ben, earlier this week, we were having lunch and kind of sharing some stories back and forth. And it sounded like you had a couple of just really great stories of your interaction with clients and how you were able to help them.
Absolutely, Steve. Obviously, over the last 28 years, I've worked with people in all kinds of different circumstances, so there's never a common or the same situation twice, usually. It's always a little bit different. But in the most recent circumstances, I had a gentleman that had been in a house quite a long time, and because of health issues, he just wasn't able to take care of the house and do repairs and maintenance to the property the way that he knew that it should be done. And he was ready to find something smaller that he did not have to worry about those repairs and updates. And so met with him and went over the different options, not just the one option of us buying the house, but letting him know what the potential value of his house was. Mm-hmm. If he were to fix it up, what those repairs would probably cost most typical people.
Yep.
And what he would net if he went that direction, as well as, of course, what our offer would be of just buying the house in his present as-is condition, giving him some time to move to an apartment that he wanted to get to and do that at his own pace to take what he wanted to take, and anything that he didn't want to take, just to leave, and we would take care of it. So that's what he decided to go with, is to take our option because, again, he placed value in those benefits that we offered to him. Mm-hmm. So I always tell people, if the benefits that we provide are of value or enough value, then we're a good solution. Otherwise, we have other options available for people to go down that road.
Okay. And so he was in his home. He couldn't take care of it. The house definitely needed some repairs and that sort of thing. And so he chose to sell it as is and just not have to deal with everything and move. Did he move to senior care community, or did he downsize into maybe a,
a senior-friendly apartment, or what did he end up doing?
In this situation, he was just going to an apartment.
Okay.
Because he just wanted a smaller living arrangement that he did not have to take care of all the maintenance and repairs and those issues.
And so he didn't, so he just wanted a lifestyle change where he wanted out from underneath the burden, frankly, of owning a house.
Correct. And that way he could focus on his health and hopefully getting better instead of worrying about taking care of a house that he really didn't necessarily care about at this point in his life.
Yep. And so did you end up cleaning out all of his stuff? So I assume he took the things that he needed or wanted, and did he leave the rest of it? So you helped kind of with all of the quote-unquote stuff in the house as well?
That's correct. We took care of the stuff that he didn't care about. When I meet with people, they usually say, well, we'll have to get a dumpster and we'll have to take care of all these things that we don't want to or can't move with us and that we can't donate or give away. Because charities are sometimes very picky on the things that they will take,
yep.
Even if we want to give things to the charity. And it's always a relief when we tell them, whatever you can't take or donate, just leave it. We'll take care of it. And you can kind of see the relief on their face of, oh, I don't have to deal with that now.
Yeah.
I can just deal with the things that I need to or want to focus on to get to that next stage in life.
Well, I'll tell you, so I wish I would have known about you about 25 years ago. So it was actually in 2003, and my grandparents had passed away. And so my mom and I and my brothers, mainly my mom and I, but my brothers did help out. But we had to go over to their house and kind of go through everything. And when you said you've got to get a dumpster, that just brought back a little bit of a nightmare. So we rented the giant dumpster that's as big as, I don't know, half a semi-trailer. I mean, you know, one of those great big huge ones is probably about 4 or 5 feet deep. We filled two of them because, and God bless him, my grandpa, I don't know if I'd call him a hoarder, but he was definitely moving in that direction. So if something was on sale and a good deal, even if he didn't need it, he would buy five of them instead of one of them. And so they just had tons of just stuff. And so we tried to figure out what we wanted to sell, and we had to kind of sift through, you know, just what's junk and we're going to throw away. And again, a lot of it was junk. If I would have known you, I would have said, here, if you can do all of that, God bless you, take it over. It would have saved us, dozens of hours of time. And frankly, that was also really hard for us to go through their stuff, to be honest with you. So that would have been a great benefit to know. And so I'm hoping that this is connecting with some of the listeners who may be in a similar situation.
We deal with that often, health-related issues where a person maybe has waited too long, or in this situation, he waited long enough, but he knew that he had to make a change. And so we certainly deal with people that if they're understandably, I want to be in my home as long as I can be.
Yep.
And I think the statistic is 80 or 90% of seniors want to stay in their home as long as possible. And that's a great thing to do, to be comfortable in your own home. Unfortunately, at some point, most people usually need to do something to make to make a move somewhere. And so we deal with that situation often, work with adult children. Quite a bit when they are called in to help a parent or loved one to make that move. And especially if the adult child is coming in from out of area or out of town and they're leaving their immediate family behind to help a parent, that's when those individuals often really value our benefits, that they don't have to worry about getting contractors and all of the other services lined up to take care of the real estate. They can just hand that off to us. We take care of all the details with the property, and they can focus on getting the parent to a better living arrangement.
Yeah, that is so valuable. And I was just recalling that whole situation. And Grandma said, you know, hang on to the house. You never know. We might be able to come home. And at that time, we really didn't know if they could come home or not. I would have probably thought maybe not, but we didn't know for sure. So I said, absolutely. We kind of shut the house down. minimal utilities, all of those sort of things. And then over time, it became very apparent that they were not going to be able to come home. But during that time, a gutter fell off. There was a porch problem. There was a new leak in the roof. I think a squirrel got somehow into the attic. I mean, all kinds of stuff happened to the house when it sat vacant. And I swear the house somehow knows it's vacant. And so I don't know. It just felt like none of these things happened when they lived there. And then the second they move, all of a sudden all these things start happening. So your service is just so valuable.
And we see that time and time again, that what I tell anybody is, you know, a vacant house does not get better with age.
It does not.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And especially if a person is not in the home or somebody isn't in the home for, I believe, 30 days, then check with your insurance company, because your insurance may not be valid after that point if the house sits empty or vacant past that 30 days. But check with your insurance agent to see what kind of policy you need in that situation, if you want to keep the house, just in case you can come back into the property.
Is it possible to get homeowners insurance for a vacant house, or is it some other? What's the situation with that?
You can get vacant house insurance because my company, when we purchase a house, will get vacant house insurance, but it's typically three or four times the cost of if you're living in the home.
Oh my gosh! Okay, if this is catching your attention. Okay, and I know this is resonating with so many people. Reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions. You could go online at homedownsizing.com or call 855-291-5005. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. The typical realtor fee is 6%. Is that statement true or false?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The typical realtor fee is 6%. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... The answer is false. And Ben, why is that statement false?
It could be true, Steve.
Okay. It's a trick question.
Not necessarily. It is a trick question.
Yeah.
Typically, when before the lawsuits, if the audience hasn't been familiar or heard about the lawsuits that happened back in 2024, if you're not into real estate, you probably didn't hear about it.
You probably didn't hear it, yeah.
But prior to that time, it's, I would say, typical for a seller when they sell a property to pay out between 5% and 7% total commissions to real estate agents. And the way that's typically broken down is about half to what's called the listing side, the agent that is your seller's agent, and about half that to the buyer's agent, the agent that brings you a buyer, because there's typically always a buyer's agent involved. And then those commissions are broken down between the agent themselves and their broker, where their license, where the real estate license is hung or employed, you might say.
Okay.
And so you have almost four components or four pieces to that listing commission. With the lawsuits last year, they've tried to, I think the intent was to be more transparent with where that buyer's commission came from.
Okay.
Because it typically came from the seller, where when the seller would list a property and sell a property, that 5 to 7% would include both sides of the commission for the selling side and the buyer's agent. Now the intent was to try and be more transparent with that, to let the buyer see where that came from. And I don't know, personally speaking, my opinion, I don't know that it's helped a whole lot.
Okay.
Because what I have run into, my company, when we sell a property, of course, we interact with buyer's agents at that point. And even there's a couple of different trains of thought. You can still offer a buyer's agent a commission if they bring a buyer. The other thought process is if we just advertise we're not paying anything then it's all negotiable.
Okay.
So some buyers will have their agent present an offer but ask for their agent's commission, and then it's all negotiable. On the other hand, we can advertise as a seller, we're paying a certain percentage to the buyer's agent to bring a buyer to us. The downside of some of that, and you will never hear people admit to this, but what I've been told in one market that my company works in, when I said, well, I want to offer to pay a buyer's agent 2%, my agent said, if we do that, you're likely not to get all the buyers, potential buyers, into your house as you could. Because some agents will not show your house for less than 2.5% or 3%.
Okay.
They won't tell you that.
Yep.
It just won't happen. And so it's, I don't want to go too far down that road most listeners are probably bored with that conversation already. But my point, I guess, in bringing this up is if you're a seller or a buyer, you definitely want to have a conversation if you're going to work with agents as to what the compensation is, who's paying the compensation, and if that compensation is being, if that agent is being compensated by both sides of the transaction, so that you know how much you're paying for the house or how much you're selling the house for and exactly how that compensation is broken out. So just be very aware of that.
It sounds a little messy.
It's, again, the lawsuit was meant to try and clarify things and make more and put more transparency in the transaction. But yes, I think it's more complicated now than what it was before. I guess, and again, that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah. Well, it sounds right. And so it sounds like it was good intentions of transparency, but in reality, it's turned into maybe a little more difficult than what it was envisioned to be, I guess.
Correct. It's good intention, reality, maybe something else.
Yep. Okay. Again, if that's getting your attention like it is mine, reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions online at homedownsizing.com, or you could give a call at the toll-free number 855-291-5005. And Ben, it sounds like you worked with another recent client that had a pretty good story as far as relative to how you were able to help them as well.
Correct. One other situation, and I've ran into this a number of times in the last 28 years, but the situation was the parents had moved out of their nice home and were moved into a motorhome full-time and were traveling full-time and allowed the adult child to move into their house. And for however these things happen, after several years, the house was in disrepair, to put it politely.
Yep.
The child had trashed their house.
Oh, boy.
And so
I've heard this story before. Well, not this one, but I mean, similar stories. Yep.
Like I said, I've run into this a number of different times.
Yep. Okay.
Where the parents are trying to do a favor for their adult children to maybe help them out if they needed a little bit of help for a short amount of time. The intent would have been a short amount of time.
And it all goes south.
And the best intentions, again, bad results.
Yeah.
And so the parents decided finally, okay, before this house gets any worse and we lose more value in the house, I'm sorry, child, adult child, you need to leave.
Yep.
We need to sell the house. And in this circumstance, the homeowner, the parent, called me, talked to him about the situation. And he even said, you know, my other son is saying that I'm going down the bad road of dealing with one of you cash home buyers and I'm not going to get near enough for my house of what I should.
Mm-hmm.
But when we broke the numbers out and he confirmed that he thought our numbers were pretty accurate, what it was going to take to get the house up to its best condition, what the value, potential value of the house was. And he basically said, you know, for X number of dollars, I don't have to worry about the hassle of this. I don't have to worry about being coming back from my family, where I'm at, to manage contractors, to find contractors, to manage all this stuff that has to be done.
Yep.
And so is X number of dollars worth the worry of all that? He decided it wasn't.
Okay.
And so he decided just to go ahead and sell the house, be done with it, and go back to Arizona where it's warm.
Yeah. So, amen.
In that situation,
it's
again,
a dry heat.
Correct. In that situation, again, he decided that the value of our benefits, or our benefits were enough value, that's the route that he took.
Okay. And so if that is getting your attention, and as we've discussed several times on the program before, this is a great solution, a great fit for a lot of folks. It's not the one, it's not a great fit for everyone. And so Ben will tell you that. He'll say, you know, this is probably your best opportunity. This is your second best opportunity. He'll tell you if it's the best fit for you or not. And then you make the decision. Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks for coming in today. Excellent information as always.
Thank you for the opportunity, Steve. Have a great day.
We'll have more coming up next. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're going to shift gears a little bit. And you know, if you've listened to the program for any time at all, and so many people of you are repeat listeners, and it's not must-see TV, but it's must-tune-in and must-listen appointment radio. So thank you so much for that. But I have been getting the same question, I don't even know how many times, very recently, and the same one just over and over and over again. And so and the part that, if you know me, you know this. If I keep getting the same question over and over and over in a very short period of time, I get that little nudge to say, well, maybe I need to talk about that on Senior Care Live. So this is one of those times, and here's the question. Can you move from one senior care community to another? And of course, that answer is yes. It's a very loud, of course you can. Yes. Yeah, you can move. You can move anywhere you want at any time you want to, period. Now we get into some of the mechanics of it. Another question which usually comes right after that is, how long of a notice do you have to give? And a lot of people are under the impression that, you know, are we locked into like a one-year lease? Kind of comparing that to maybe an apartment lease or something like that. And again, the answer that no, the answer is no on that for sure. So a couple of situations here. If you live at the assisted living level of care, so you're in an assisted living apartment, all that is required is a 30-day notice. That's it. You're not required to give a 60 or a 90 or a 6-month or a 12-month notice at all. All it is a 30-day notice. Very simple. Easy peasy. Okay, so what if you live at the long-term care level of care? So you're in a nursing home. At that level, there isn't even a 30-day notice or requirement at all. You're just there literally on a day-to-day basis. And guess what the billing is? That's why you'll hear, we're $280 a day. We're $345 a day because it's literally billed on a daily basis. So you can move tomorrow if you want to from long-term care, and that's it. You could live here today and live there tomorrow. Now, it gets a little more complicated as everything is relative to a CCRC, a continuing care retirement community. So let's say you sold your house, you downsized, you moved into a continuing care retirement community, and you're living in a really nice independent living apartment. And then the whole goal, the whole process is to age in place. If you need a little bit of help later on, you move to assisted living. If you need more help than that, you move to long-term care. Never have to change the community or your address. You're with the same organization all the way through. So you have that continuity of care. Well, if you've moved into independent living at a CCRC, it could be a little more complicated. So two different scenarios. If it's the independent living apartment that is a rental only, business model, rental only, meaning you just pay for what you need as you go. There's no, there is not a large upfront entrance fee, okay? In that scenario, you just give a 30-day notice and you can move. Very, very simple. Where it gets a little more complicated is if you moved into a continuing care retirement community with an entrance fee. If it's an entrance fee community, meaning you wrote a six-figure check, $200,000, $300,000, $500,000, $700,000, then you need to look at your contract. And I'm not going to go through all of the different types of contracts, but I will comment on the most common contract is a 90% refundable agreement. So if you have a 90% refundable agreement, you can move out, move anywhere you want to, and they will return 90% of that entrance fee. So if you wrote a $500,000 check, the refund amount is 90% of that, or $450,000. But here's the catch on that one. There's a little catch. Most people do not know this. So on your last day, you move out, you say, hey, thanks for the memories. It's great. We're going to move to a different state or whatever the case may be. You hand them your keys to your apartment. They do not hand you a check that day. You will get your 90% refunded amount when they resell your apartment. And there's going to be a little bit of a time gap in there. There could be a long gap, potentially. So they have to go in. They have to refurbish the apartment, clean the carpets, paint the walls, patch the holes, all that stuff, maybe replace carpet. If it's time for that apartment to be flipped and a new appliance package installed, maybe take out the laminate countertops and put in hard surface countertops, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Even if it's a quick flip, it may take them 30, 60, 90, 180 days to resell that apartment. And then someone else moves in, they write them a check for $500,000, and then you get your $450,000 back. That's how that one works. But again, if you are at the assisted living level of care, all that is required to move is a 30-day notice. If you're in the long-term care level of care, there is not a 30-day requirement or notice required at all. You can move any time you want to. All right, so I remember receiving several calls over the years saying that, you know, I'm afraid to move my mom because of fear of retaliation from staff. I'm like, what are you talking about? And they said, well, we've been complaining quite a lot because the care there is just absolutely awful. Okay, but we're afraid to, you know, threaten to move because I think they'll be even worse. We feel like there will be some retaliation from the staff. And they say, you know, if they know that we're wanting to move, they're going to treat mom even worse than they already do. I'm like, run, don't walk, and get out of there. And oh, by the way, if that's what's happening, get her out of there, move her somewhere else. And then, frankly, I would report that to the state, that hotline. I talked about that. Was it last week or the week before I gave out the hotline numbers? If you need that number, give me a call. I have the ones in Kansas and Missouri that I had shared. All states have a hotline number to report abuse, neglect, and exploitation. All right. So again, if you're concerned about that, just give us a call. And we've received a ton of calls over all of the years to find another option, a better option. We will work with you to search out all of our other options, and then you can move your loved one to another place where there will not be the opportunity for that retaliation. And if you're concerned about something as bad as retaliation and even worse treatment from the staff, Let me ask you just a simple question. Why are you still there? Why? Hey, life's too short. There's no reason to be taking that. Take control of the situation and move. And again, if this is happening, you should, again, first of all, move your loved one, then hotline them, because if it's happening to you or your loved one, unfortunately, it's happening to other people. And that should not be happening. It's unforgivable. If you need help searching your options, even if you or your loved one, even if you're living at a place and maybe you're just not that impressed, or maybe it's way worse than that, and you're like, oh my gosh, this was a terrible move. We had to grab it. We just had to pick a place and hope it worked out. Well, it's not working out. If you want to explore other options, and we will highly likely find you a much better fit, give us a call at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, and we can help you with that. You could also visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And coming up after the break, I'll share some more information about how to move from one community to another.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. So I'm talking about just a very frequently asked question here recently, especially. Can you move from one place to another? Are you just stuck there? And what's all involved? And do I have to give a notice? Are we required to stay there for a year? You know, all of these things that I just talked about for a little bit on the last segment. So here is a really good question, and most folks just do not understand this one. What if you live in a long-term care community, that nursing home level of care? And remember, just a few minutes ago, I said, hey, you can move, you can live there today and move somewhere else and live somewhere else tomorrow. There's no 30-day notice required. They bill on a daily basis, and boom, there you go. But what if you're living there and you have qualified for Medicaid? Can you move, or are you stuck with that place forever? And that's a good question. I've had that question as well. Well, Steve, since I'm on Medicaid, I just have to stay there, right? No, you don't. Again, you can move anytime you want to move. And no, you are not stuck there forever, period. But there is just a little bit of a catch with that situation. If you're living in a Medicaid-certified long-term care community and you are qualified for Medicaid and Medicaid is currently paying the majority of your costs to live there, you can move to another place, but you must move to another Medicaid-certified community, and that community must be in the state you're qualified in. So, for example, if you live in long-term care in the state of Kansas, where I live, you must move to another place in the state of Kansas that is also Medicaid certified. So easy peasy, right? No, it's no problem. But you can't move from a Medicaid certified long-term care community into a private pay long-term care community that is not Medicaid certified, because they would require you to pay out of pocket because they don't deal with Medicaid. Does that make sense? Now, in the Kansas City area, and I know a lot of other areas are sitting on the border of state lines. So Kansas City straddles a state line. Part of it is on the Kansas side. Part of it is on the Missouri side. So in that example, if you want to move across the state line from Kansas to Missouri, you would have to reapply for Medicaid in that state. Unfortunately, there is not a reciprocity rule from one state to the other, It sure seems like we ought to be able to get that one worked out. I guess it hasn't risen to the level of being important enough to be a priority, but it seems silly. I mean, if you're living in Kansas, you could walk across State Line. it's called State Line Road. You can move, 100 feet to the east, and you're in the state of Missouri, and that Medicaid does not follow you there. You would have to start completely over and apply for and get approved for Medicaid. Seems silly. But if you're living in Kansas, you can move anywhere in Kansas, as long as it's Medicaid-certified community. Medicaid pays this place today. You move somewhere else, they'll pay that place beginning tomorrow. So it's very, very simple. So you are not stuck there, and if you need help, call me, and we can look at some other options and get you into something that's probably a better fit. And, oh my gosh, I've had so many calls from people, and I'm not going to go off on this. This just kind of dawned on me. So many calls from people who were, just kind of in a hurry, and they needed to move along, and they worked with one of these free referral services, and they just picked a place pretty quick. And, well, Steve, it's free, and it's fast, and blah, blah, blah. And then they moved in, and then they had some buyer's remorse. They're like, oh, my gosh, this was not good. We should have taken a little bit of time. We really should have done our homework. And so they'll call me, and they'll say, hey, we made a mistake, and we need you to fix it. And I'm like, yep, let's do that. Let's do that, and let's look for some other options. We help people all the time in that kind of a situation. So remember, you're not stuck, and we can help you. And I remember a couple of years ago, I received a phone call from a lady, and she was complaining really, really loudly about how terrible the care was for her mother at this particular place, long-term care community that she was living in. And she said, the only good thing about this place was it's just a few minutes away from the house. So it's very convenient to stop by and visit. So we discussed how senior care consulting could help her to find some better options to consider and then get her moved to one of these much better options. But they would be just a little further away from where she lived. Not too much further, but just a little bit. Maybe another 5 minutes to 10 minutes. So ultimately, this lady chose to leave her mother in a terrible place that she complained of providing terrible care, all because she did not want to be inconvenienced to drive another 5 to 10 minutes further away. All I could do at that point is just shake my head. I'm just like, I will never understand that kind of thinking. Well, no, I think I'll just leave her there because it's just really convenient for me to stop by. I'm just like, oh my gosh, you do not fit the mold of a senior care consulting client. Senior care consulting clients want the very best. They want to do their very best to find the right place and the right fit and the best place available. So the question is, for this lady, I mean, how far are you willing to drive to get the best care for your mom? And evidently, hers was no further away than about 2 or 3 minutes. Okay, well, good luck. Good luck with that. I feel very sorry for your mom. So the process is very simple. Give us a call at 913-945-2800. That's 913-945-2800. You could also visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. We offer a placement service with integrity. We offer a free consultation. We'll visit with you, learn about your situation. If we can help, we'll tell you exactly how the process works. And if this sounds like a good fit for you, we'll move forward, schedule a time to get together. We conduct a geriatric care assessment. Essentially, it's a nice conversation with you to just gather a lot of details. It helps us develop a detailed description of exactly what it is that you need. We research the entire marketplace, identify our top options. We set up tours of these places. We gather a lot of information, ask questions that most of our clients would never know to ask, and provide a report so that you can make an informed decision. If that is resonating with you, again, give us a call at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.